Many times my spiritual master has informed me that God looks for instruments through which he can work in this world.
Muchas veces su maestro espiritual le ha comentado que Dios utiliza instrumentos para trabajar en este mundo.
Now, it is very important for us to understand what we can do to become God's instruments.
Es muy importante tomar conciencia de qué es lo que nosotros podemos aportar para ser dioses en acción.
To be an instrument of the Lord means that he is doing something through you.
Al ser un instrumento del Señor significa que Dios hace algo a través nuestro.
The most ridiculous thing for an instrument would be to say, I have done it.
Lo más ridículo para un instrumento es creerse que él es el hacedor.
Imagine a hammer would, at the end of building a house, go forward and proclaim to the newspapers, I built this house.
Imaginémonos un martillo tras haber terminado una casa que diga al periódico, yo he hecho la casa.
In the same way, the most, let us say, the greatest mistake which someone who wants to become an instrument of God could do is that after there is some success, that he would claim, I was doing this, please praise me.
El fallo más grande que podemos cometer una vez que hagamos un trabajo del Señor o un trabajo como instrumento es decir, yo lo he hecho, o sea, proclamar el yo que yo lo he hecho.
I think for now it is clear to all of us the greatest mistake for a spiritual person is the greatest danger for a spiritual person is what is called in Sanskrit Ahankara, means false ego.
El fallo más grande para un ser espiritual es el ahankara, o sea, el falso ego.
Ahang means I and kara means to do.
Ahang es yo y kara es hacer.
Ahankara means I did it.
Ahankara es yo lo he hecho.
Or I am doing it.
O yo lo estoy haciendo.
If you want to become an instrument, you have to become free from false ego.
Si queremos ser instrumento, debemos estar ser libres del falso ego.
And the second principle for someone who wants to become an instrument in the hands of God is that he becomes tuned in to what is called dharma.
El segundo principio para ser instrumento de Dios es estar armonizado o en armonía con el dharma, que es el deber.
Yes. We must find our dharma.
Tenemos que encontrar nuestro dharma.
In this light, I would like to present to you a little poem which I have written.
Quiero presentarnos un poema que él ha escrito.
Yeah. Maybe the dog is hungry or something, Vidya?
He'll always shout when the owner is here, so I'm telling him, please send the poem or
Yeah. Maybe you pacify him for a moment and then you come, when he is peaceful. So... Yes, it's taken care. Once there was a candle.
Una vez había una vela.
And there was a match.
Y había una cerilla o un mechero.
The match said to the candle, I have instructions to light you.
La cerilla le dice a la vela, tengo instrucciones de encenderte.
But the candle answered, no, don't do it, I'm afraid.
Pero la vela le responde, no, no lo haga, estoy asustado.
Fire is very bad for my figura.
El fuego es muy malo para mi figura.
The match said, My dear Kendall, do you want to remain stiff and hard for the rest of your life?
La cerilla le pregunta, querida vela, ¿quieres permanecer dura y rígida el resto de tu vida?
What is about your dharma?
¿Qué es lo que pasa con tu dharma, con tu deber?
Your dharma is to serve others by giving light.
Tu deber es ayudar a otros dándoles luz y calor.
If you don't fulfill your dharma and remain hard and stiff, one day you will be taken and thrown on the garbage heap.
Si tú no cumples con tu dharma y te mantienes dura y rígida, un día vendrán, te cogerán y te tirarán a la basura.
But I am so afraid of burning, answered the candle.
Y la vela responde, pero es que a mí me da miedo del fuego.
Ha, said the match. There was a time when I thought like you.
Dice, ha, dice la cerilla. Hubo un tiempo que yo pensaba como tú.
But one day my little box opened.
Pero un día la caja mía se abrió.
And I saw the big fire.
Y vi el gran fuego.
How it was burning so high.
Cómo se quemaba tan alto.
And how it was spreading joy and warmth.
Y cómo se expandía con goce y felicidad.
And now I know it is my dharma and your dharma to give fire.
Y ahora sé que es mi deber y tu deber de dar fuego. La luz.
Only when you fulfill your dharma,
únicamente cuando realizamos nuestro deber,
then you can be benefited.
Es cuando obtendremos su beneficio.
And give benefit to others.
Y dar beneficios a otros.
And all the ashes which are produced.
Y todas las cenizas que se producen.
All the little troubles which you undertake.
Y todos aquellos pequeños problemas que superamos.
Will be converted into light, pure light.
Serán transformados en luz, luz pura.
At this moment, the candle leaned forward and said something.
En ese momento, la vela se giró hacia adelante y dijo:
My dear match.
Mi querida cerilla.
Please light me.
Enciéndeme.
Oops.
The wind wasn't in the story.
Yes, the wind. So, my dear people, this is our story.
Queridos amigos, esta es nuestra historia.
We are also afraid to find our dharma and fulfill our dharma.
Nosotros también tenemos miedo, como la vela, de realizar y hacer pleno nuestro dharma.
At first glance, the life of dharma and seva is frightening to many of us.
El primer paso para lo que es el iluminarse y para lo que es el deber y el servicio, nos asusta.
But once we burn with the light of dharma, we feel a joy which cannot be matched by money or by fame or by position, nor anything which is coveted in this world.
Y una vez que encendemos esa llama, sentiremos un gozo que no puede ser ni comparado a aquel que se obtiene del dinero, de la posesión y de todos los lujos o materias del mundo terrenal.
So I wish that all of you can find your dharma.
Espera que todos nosotros encontremos nuestro dharma.
At that moment, God will work through you.
En ese momento Dios trabajará a través nuestra.
And it is no longer you who will act. It is the Lord.
Y no actuaremos nosotros, sino el Señor.
I would like to give you a modern example which was not in the Vedic scriptures.
Quiere darnos un ejemplo moderno que no se encuentra en las escrituras sagradas.
When you have a radio, you have to find the right frequency, and once you have moved on the right frequency, you can receive the radio symphony.
Cuando tenemos una radio, buscamos la sintonía, y una vez que llegamos a la sintonía exacta, recibimos la música, el programa, la melodía de la radio.
Something is going through the radio which is not in the radio when the right tuning is there.
Algo, las ondas están allí, pero hasta que no encontramos la sintonía, no la recibimos.
It is the same with all of us. When we are tuned into our dharma,
cuando nosotros estamos sintonizados o equilibrados en nuestro dharma.
Exactamente.
Exactamente, o sea, justo en el punto.
Yes, yes. Then the Lord will work through us.
Entonces el Señor trabajará a través nuestro.
The symphony of dharma will go through us.
La sinfonía del dharma fluirá a través nuestra.
Yes. And now I have to fill my dharma of caring of others. It is too hot. You will might get a sunstroke. Better you come to us. Okay. It is your responsibility. Would you like to have a piece of cloth to cover yourself, or?
¿Quieres un pañuelo alto para
protegerte la cabeza? Vidya, he has. Yes. Very, very good. Yes. We feel worried for you.
Nos preocupamos por ti.
Gracias. Dígale, por favor, ¿por qué se sirve siempre de ejemplo metafórico para explicarnos?
Yes.
Y no explica con otra palabra y no siempre ejemplo.
You want it very you want a translation of the metaphor of the.
He says, like, why do we use metaphors every time to explain and we don't explain directly?
Because with metaphors we get a bigger understanding.
Puesto que gracias a las metáforas podemos obtener un conocimiento más amplio para todo.
For instance, one moment. I'm giving you the answer. You will understand in a moment. It is very simple.
Ahora lo vas a entender.
Yes. For instance, in this example, the fear which a person has to fulfill his duty is very nicely explained by the candle.
Por ejemplo, el miedo que un ser humano puede tener para cumplir con su deber, en este ejemplo, puede ser muy bien representado con la vela.
See, I'm traveling all over the world and I'm trying to explain to people, you have to find your dharma, your duty in life.
Él viaja por todo el mundo y intenta explicar a todos los seres con los que se encuentra que intenten encontrar su deber, su dharma.
And strangely enough, they feel so much fear.
Y asombrosamente, ellos tienen bastante miedo.
They feel so much fear to enter real spiritual life.
Tienen miedo a enfrentarse o a entrar en la vida real espiritual.
So the metaphor or example is used in the Vedic scriptures, but also Jesus also talked very much in analogies, because he can bring a difficult point very easy to his audience.
En las escrituras védicas se utilizan mucho las historias, las parábolas, y él también utiliza estos ejemplos, puesto que cada uno lo personaliza su situación.
But,
más fácil la comprensión, más amplia.
But to satisfy everyone, I will now say it very directly.
Pero ahora, para satisfacer a todo el mundo, él lo va a decir muy directo.
If you do not find your mission in life, your life is wasted.
Si no encuentras tu misión en la vida, tu vida es desperdiciada. ¿Más claro aún?
Claro. Yes.
Sí. Que yo no tengo miedo. ¿Cómo hace entonces él conmigo?
He says he's not scared. So how do you do with him?
Find your mission. One sentence.
Encuentra tu misión.
Ya la tengo.
Pues ahora practica.
Qué buen traductor.
He says that he finds his mission.
Congratulations. Yes. 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 Okay, thank you very, very much for this very, it was a very important point, a question.
Muchas gracias por tu aportación, porque era un punto muy importante.
I would like now to proceed with my what I wanted to say.
Quiero proseguir con lo que él tenía pensado.
This was my first point. Find your dharma, find your mission in life.
Este era el primer punto que él quería compartir con nosotros. Que encontremos nuestro dharma, que encontremos nuestra misión en la vida.
And this means you have to learn to tune yourself into the plan of God.
Esto significa que tenemos que encontrar la sintonía, la armonía en contacto con Dios.
At that time the Lord will move through you.
En ese momento Dios se moverá o actuará a través nuestra.
And you will be able to do wonderful, to experience wonderful things in your life.
Y tendremos la oportunidad de experimentar cosas maravillosas en nuestra vida.
Yes. There is an ancient story. It is the Mahabharata, where spiritual subjects are taught through stories again.
Hay una historia antigua procedente del Mahabharata, en la cual se explican a través de las historias de nuevo cosas espirituales.
It is the story of the five Pandava brothers.
Es una historia relacionada con los cinco hermanos Pandavas.
These five Pandavas are examples for us of Dharma.
Los cinco Pandavas son ejemplos para nosotros.
I will now isolate a little episode from the Mahabharata for your understanding of Dharma.
Va a aislar o va a extraer un pequeño episodio del Mahabharata para nuestra comprensión.
I must admit I was inspired to do so by our
Satram,
Sriman Satramji, with whom we talked briefly about the Panch Pandavas for a specific, very private reason which we will not reveal here.
Esto que va a comentar fue gracias a la inspiración que tuvo al hablar con Satram y entonces va a hablar de este tema.
I will summarize to you a lecture which I gave in the war time when the Serbs were attacking Ljubljana. I had a large audience before me and I gave this particular lecture which I will give you now.
Nos va a resumir una charla que él dio en la guerra donde los serbios atacaron Ljubljana.
Yes, Ljubljana. That's Slovenia. Yes.
Slovenia. Y entonces él impartió esta charla o esta conferencia allá.
Yes. The five Pandavas were in exile in the forest.
Los cinco Pandavas estaban en el exilio en el bosque.
They felt very thirsty one day.
Se encontraban muy sedientos un día.
And they sent the two youngest, Sahadev and Nakula, to find water for the rest of them.
Y enviaron a los dos hermanos más jóvenes, Sahadev y Nakula, a buscar agua.
Sahadev and Nakula came to a beautiful clear lake.
Sahadev y Nakula llegaron a un precioso lago.
As they were bowing down to drink water, they heard a voice.
Mientras se agachaban a coger el agua, escucharon una voz.
This lake is my lake. Before you drink water, answer my questions.
Este lago es mi lago. Antes de tomar agua de él, responded mis preguntas.
The two twins looked around.
Los gemelos miraron alrededor.
There was no one.
No había nadie.
They searched the lake.
Buscaron a través del en todo el lago.
No one was to be found.
Y nadie, no se encontró a nadie.
Then they drank water.
Entonces tomaron agua.
And died on the spot.
Y fallecieron en el momento. Claro. Dos menos en Canarias.
You are adding sweetness to very good.
Special effect.
Special effect. Sound effect. The three remaining brothers were worried and finally sent Bhim.
Los tres hermanos estaban preocupados y finalmente enviaron al hermano Bhima.
Bhima found the lake and on the lake his two dead brothers.
Bhima encontró el lago y en el lago vio a sus dos hermanos muertos.
He was overcome by grief, but the thirst was even stronger than his grief.
Estaba grief, how would you...
Grief means sadness.
Estaba como muy triste. Y pero su sed era superior a su tristeza, a su malestar.
So he thought, let me first drink some water, then I will take care of the death of my brothers.
Dice, bueno, voy a tomar agua y luego me preocuparé de la muerte de mis hermanos.
As he was bending down, there was the voice, stop.
Una vez que se estaba girando para tomar el agua, una voz le dijo, alto.
You will die like your two brothers if you don't answer my questions before you drink.
Morirás como tus dos hermanos si no respondes a las preguntas que tengo para ti.
It is my lake.
Es mi lago.
Bhima took his club.
Club?
Club means...
Like a baseball
club. Yeah. Bhima had a special arm to fight. Okay.
Yeah. Bhima cogió su herramienta, su
bate.
Su bate.
He went into the fighting position.
Su bastón.
You can't fight me.
Tú no puedes pelear conmigo.
I'm much stronger than you.
Soy mucho más fuerte que tú.
Come, show yourself.
Sal y demuestra tu valía.
The voice just laughed about
y la voz empezó a reírse. Ja, ja, ja.
Bhima couldn't see anyone.
Bhima no podía ver a nadie.
He drank.
Tomó.
And he was dead on the spot.
Y otro menos en Canadá. Fuera del mapa. Se apareció. En combate.
After some time,
después de algún tiempo,
Arjuna was sent.
El hermano Arjuna fue enviado.
He had the same fate.
Fate.
Destiny.
Tenía el mismo destino.
Finally, the oldest brother Yudhishthira came and saw his four brothers dead on the floor.
Finalmente vino el quinto hermano y vio a los cuatro fallecidos en el lago.
He cried.
Y empezó a llorar.
How was it possible?
¿Cómo es posible?
The best people of the world.
Las mejores personas del mundo.
The representatives of Dharma.
Los representantes del Dharma.
Dead on the floor.
Muertos en el suelo.
Without even a proper Kshatriya fight.
Sin ni siquiera un Kshatriya.
Warrior.
Sin ni siquiera una batalla ganada.
There was the lake was pure and there were fishes. It was not poisoned.
El lago era puro y habían peces. No podía haber veneno.
Who did it?
¿Quién lo hizo?
But the thirst was stronger than his worries.
Pero su sed era más fuerte que su llanto.
He thought, let me first drink and then I care about this.
Primero tomaré y entonces después me preocuparé de esto.
Stop!
Alto.
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 Alto. Answer my question, King.
Responda a mis preguntas, rey.
Yudhishthira looked around.
El último hermano miraba alrededor.
No one was there.
Y nadie estaba allí.
Who are you?
¿Quién eres?
All of a sudden from the lake, a terrible looking yaksha, it's like a ghost, came.
De repente del lago un fantasma terrible aparece.
That's me.
Ese soy yo.
Are you ready to answer my questions?
¿Estás preparado para responder a mis preguntas?
If you give correct answers, you can ask me that I revive one of your dead brothers.
Si respondes correctamente a mi pregunta, puedo hacer resucitar a uno de tus hermanos.
One.
Solo uno.
Okay, said Yudhishthira, ask your question.
Venga, dispara, pregunta.
What is more numerous than the grass on the earth?
¿Qué es más numeroso que la hierba en la tierra?
Thoughts, said Yudhishthira.
Los pensamientos, responde Yudhishthira.
What is stronger than the wind who moves planets?
¿Qué es más fuerte que el viento que mueve los planetas?
The mind, said Yudhishthira.
La mente, responde Yudhishthira.
What does a person have to give up in order to be loved by others?
¿Qué es aquello que la persona tiene que rendir para amar a otro?
Jealousy.
Para que el otro le ame.
Para ser amado por otro.
Jealousy.
Los celos, responde.
The yaksha asked 74 questions like this.
El yaksha prosiguió y prosiguió hasta que le preguntó 74 preguntas.
Finally he asked, where can I find truth?
Finalmente le pregunta, ¿dónde puedo encontrar la verdad?
In the hearts of the self-realized.
En el corazón de lo realizado.
Bravo! That's the yaksha.
Bravo, bravissimo, bravo.
Yudhishthira said, who are you?
Yudhishthira le pregunta, ¿quién eres?
Oh, said the yaksha. And it changed its form.
Dice, oh, dijo yaksha, y cambió su forma.
And it looked very friendly with a scepter.
Scepter.
Scepter means like a king.
Y parecía muy amistoso como con su varón, como un rey, con su cetro.
Dressed in white.
Vestido en blanco.
I am the god of death.
Soy el dios de la muerte.
Whom would you like to live?
¿A quién quieres que resucite?
Now you must know. The father. Let me say, Pandu, the father of Yudhishthira, had two wives.
Pandu, el padre de Yudhishthira, ¿no?
Yudhishthira.
Yudhishthira tenía dos mujeres.
One wife, Kunti, gave him Yudhishthira.
Una mujer, Kunti,
Arjuna,
tuvo a Yudhishthira,
and Bhima.
Arjuna y Bhima, o sea, tuvo a los tres primeros.
The second wife, Matri,
la segunda mujer, Matri,
gave him the two twins.
Le dio a los dos gemelos.
Sahadev and Nakula.
A Sahadev y Nakula.
So it would be natural to for Yudhishthira to ask for one of his two blood brothers.
Entonces, lo normal era que Yudhishthira, entre los cuatro, eligiera a uno de sus dos hermanos de sangre.
Bhima and Arjuna were also much stronger than the other the twins.
Bhima y Arjuna eran más fuertes que los gemelos.
But he asked that one of the twins, that means a son not from his mother, would be given life.
Pero él pidió que se resucitara a uno de los hermanos gemelos, aunque no fuera de su madre real.
The god of death said, why did you ask for someone who is not your real brother?
El dios de la muerte le pregunta, ¿por qué has elegido a un hermano que no es tu hermano de sangre?
And Yudhishthira gave this reason.
Y Yudhishthira le responde,
I am the son of my mother and my father.
Yo soy el hijo de mi madre y mi padre.
So also my stepmother's son should live. Entonces, there should be one son of my stepmother.
Entonces el hijo de mi madre política ha de vivir. O madre.
The god of death said, you are so good, all of your brothers live.
Eres maravilloso, entonces todos los hermanos han de resucitar o volver a la vida.
But ask me for a blessing.
Pero pídeme una bendición.
Another blessing.
Otra bendición.
Yudhishthira said, I want to conquer my enemies.
Yudhishthira le dice, quiero conquistar a mis enemigos.
Now Yudhishthira had very strong political enemies called the Kauravas, the sons of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yudhishthira tenía unos enemigos muy fuertes, que eran los Kauravas.
The god of death could have killed all his enemies.
El dios de la muerte podía haber aniquilado a todos sus enemigos.
Just like this.
Solo con un
clic. So the god of death said, who are your enemies? I'm ready to take the life from all of them.
Dice, ¿quiénes son tus enemigos? Estoy preparado para tomar su vida.
Yudhishthira said, lust.
Le dice, lust.
Greed.
I was saying in English. Lust es lujuria. No. Lust in Spanish?
Calm.
Calm means
sexual desires.
Lujuria.
Lujuria. Lust. Greed. Avarice. Anger.
Rabia.
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 Yes. Jealousy.
Los celos.
Envidia.
Bueno, envidia.
Illusion,
la ilusión maya,
and madness.
Y la locura.
These are my six real enemies.
Esos son mis seis verdaderos enemigos.
Please take the life from my enemies.
Toma la vida de ellos, de mis enemigos.
At this moment, the god of death transformed himself another time.
En este momento, el dios de la muerte se vuelve a transformar.
And he said, I'm Dharma.
Yo soy el Dharma, el
the
deber.
God of Dharma.
El dios del deber, la rectitud.
You are my son.
Tú eres mi hijo.
May your endeavors be successful.
Endeavors
means
wishes.
Ambitious, yes.
Que todos tus deseos se hagan realidad.
Yes. This is a historical event. Not a metaphor. These are the five Pandava princes.
Son las cinco princesas de los Pandavas.
Who later, after going through a very difficult time of transformation, became the rulers of the world.
Que luego, después de bastante de la transformación, se convirtieron en los gobernadores del pueblo.
My dear devotees.
Del mundo.
Yes.
Queridos devotos.
My dear friends.
Queridos amigos.
And my dear skeptics.
Y queridos escépticos.
It is if you want to find your dharma.
Si queremos encontrar nuestro dharma.
It is very important to undergo a personal transformation.
Es importante que ocurra dentro de nosotros una transformación personal.
Lujuria has to be transformed into desire to serve.
Ha de ser transformada en deseo a servir.
The energy of anger,
la energía de la rabia o ira,
has to be transformed into the desire to reach God.
Ha de ser transformada en el deseo de llegar a Dios.
And so on and so on. So I won't give you the full program because otherwise you will feel discouraged. Yes.
Y así con todas las distintas cualidades.
By what strengths can you, an ordinary person of this world, of Fuerteventura, be transformed in the heart?
¿Con qué medios o de qué forma nosotros seres humanos del planeta o aquí de Fuerteventura podemos transformarnos?
Yata kanchana tam jara. This is the beginning of a Sanskrit sloka which says, just as ordinary metal, I have to translate, can be transformed into gold by an alchemical process.
Esto es el principio de un verso del Gita que dice que solo un metal ordinario, un metal normal, puede ser transformado con una alquimia, con un proceso alquímico en oro.
In the same way, the heart of an ordinary person can be transformed by sadhana.
De la misma forma, el corazón de una persona normal puede ser transformado a través del sadhana, del camino espiritual.
Who of you has studied a little alchemy?
¿Quién ha estudiado algo de alquimia?
No. Who has studied physics then?
¿Quién ha estudiado física?
No, little. No problem.
If
you've let us explain it physically, because alchemy is a little too mystical for us, maybe. If we take ordinary metal and want to transform it into gold, what would we have to do on the atomic structure?
Vamos a explicarlo físicamente para que lo entendamos. Si queremos transformar un metal normal a través de la alquimia en oro, ¿qué proceso, qué tenemos que hacer a la estructura atómica?
Let me make it very simple for you.
Vamos a hacerlo muy sencillo para nosotros.
This matter really tiniest particles which are vibrating in different amounts of different frequencies.
Los átomos del metal están vibrando a una frecuencia determinada.
The only difference between this and, let us say, your arm is that the different small particles are vibrating in different frequencies.
La única diferencia de en este trozo de metal y nuestro brazo es que los átomos que lo componen vibran a una frecuencia distinta.
If I want to change, for instance, this into gold, I would have to change the particles and the frequencies. The position of the particles and the frequencies.
Si quiero transformar esto en oro, he de alterar o cambiar la posición y la frecuencia de las partículas que lo componen.
If you do not know about physics, you will say this sounds very simple. Just to change some vibration and some particle. This is.
Si no supiéramos de física, diríamos esto es paja, esto es sencillo. Nada más que cambiar y ya está.
But it is not so simple.
Pero no es tan sencillo.
The world is not like dust and waves.
El mundo no es
dust
solo
in the wind.
Polvo y viento.
No, the particles stay in their positions. Because there is what the physics say a strong force. They call it the strong force. There are four natural laws. One is the four natural forces. One is the strong force, which keeps the atoms in their place, so that the house remains the house and the metal remains the metal.
Mm-hmm. Físicamente lo se puede explicar. Bueno, todas las partículas tienen su espacio o su posición debido a las cuatro fuerzas controladas por la naturaleza, por la física.
You would in order to transform this into gold, you would have to apply a force stronger than the strong force.
Para poder transformar este trozo de metal, tenemos que aplicar una fuerza superior a la fuerza del metal que lo compone.
That's a force which is a little bit stronger than the atomic force which is there in the atomic explosion.
Es una fuerza algo superior a la fuerza atómica del elemento metal que lo compone.
This is how difficult it is to transform one thing into another.
Así de difícil es transformar una cosa en otra.
Now let us come to your heart. To transform one heart into another, not so easy.
Para transformar un corazón en otro, no es tan sencillo.
To make, in other words, an egocentric materialist into a spiritualist is not so easy.
Para transformar a un egocéntrico materialista en un ser espiritual no es tan sencillo.
To make a very hardcore businessman into a servant is not so easy.
Transformar a un gran empresario en un sirviente no es tan sencillo.
To make an ordinary Gaurahari into a pure devotee, not so easy.
Convertir a un Gaurahari en un devoto puro tampoco es tan sencillo.
You need a very strong force.
Necesitamos una fuerza muy fuerte.
You need a very strong influence in your life.
Una influencia fuerte.
It has been said, anavritti shaptat, anavritti shaptat in Vedanta Sutra, by shapta means sound, liberation comes.
Se dice en sánscrito anavritti shapta, y es que a través del sonido se rompe.
This world is a result of sound, of vibration.
Este mundo es una consecuencia o un producto, un efecto de las vibraciones.
To become free from the pulling force of this world is also possible by another vibration.
Para ser libre de las propias fuerzas que actúan sobre nosotros, es también posible.
It is possible by the sacred sound.
Es posible a través del sonido sagrado.
Modern man has forgotten the power of sound.
El hombre moderno ha olvidado la fuerza del sonido.
But this sound has made you what you are.
Pero este sonido nos ha hecho lo que somos.
You heard in the school so many things.
Hemos escuchado muchas cosas en el colegio.
From your educators, you have been formed.
De nuestros profesores o maestros hemos sido formados.
By other people and experiences which influenced you, you have been formed.
De todas las experiencias de la vida, somos lo que somos.
Ultimately, by your karma, you have been formed.
También por nuestro karma, somos lo que somos.
All this is vibration.
Todo esto son vibraciones.
Sound vibration.
Vibraciones de sonido.
Anuvriti shabdat, anuvriti shabdat. By sound alone you can be liberated.
Anuvriti shabdat, anuvriti shabdat. Por el sonido de Dios.
By sound you have been bound.
Bound. Created.
No, bound means
amarrado.
Bound means. Bound means. Captured, like if I take my arms and I bound.
Por el sonido hemos sido amarrado o capturado.
Yeah, bound. Yes. By sound you can be freed.
Igualmente por el sonido podemos ser liberados.
When is a person free?
Cuando es un ser libre.
When his mind is free.
Cuando su mente está libre.
Do you agree?
¿Estamos de acuerdo?
A person who is free in mind, he can be in any situation.
Una persona libre de mente,
he's free.
Puede estar en cualquier situación.
He said no.
No. Yes, he is a skeptic. That is his role.
No, she. Another candidate.
She said, like the other day, what happened with the sound of mantra. Lo explicó el otro día, ¿eh?
Yes, but that was already inside of you.
Pero eso estaba dentro de ti.
You told me that you have this difficulty to connect to the earth.
Tú misma le dijiste que tenía dificultad con conectar con la
that tierra. Didn't happen by mantra, the problem.
No pasó por el mantra, el problema.
The problem was already inside.
El problema ya estaba de raíz.
And in a certain situation, that came out.
En una situación específica salió a la luz.
In science this is called catharsis. Something which is inside has to come out to become that we become free. It was good.
En ciencia se le llama catharsis.
It was a sign of healing.
Es una señal de curación.
When I have a pus inside and I go like, this is good.
Cuando yo tengo un pus, cuando tengo un grano de pus y aprieto.
This didn't bring the pus inside, this movement.
El que yo apretara el grano no significa que yo trajera la pus.
This didn't bring the problem.
Y los dedos tampoco trajo el problema.
It brought the problem out.
Al revés, sacó el problema afuera.
I know the truth is very unpalatable. Yes. So please, mantra can make you free in your mind.
El mantra o la oración nos puede hacer libre en la mente.
It may be that in the beginning, as you chant, sometimes something which is in the mind will come out.
Es posible que al cantar nos vengan pensamientos a la mente.
But after some time you will be clean and free like a good water.
Pero con el tiempo estaremos limpios y puros como el agua clara.
There are many nice let me say I should say almost experiments.
Hay varios maravillosos experimentos.
Yeah. But about this I will talk another time.
Pero de esto hablará en otro momento.
For now, oh, this is very wise. You found a good place.
But has hecho bien, Daniel. Has encontrado un buen sitio.
Yeah. Mother looks. Yes. Yeah. Maybe you must be suffering also. Yes. There is a. I think there is a free chair for you.
Tienes una silla ahí para ti.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So this power of mantra is very powerful.
El poder del mantra es muy poderoso.
Especially if the mantra has a name of God inside.
Especialmente si este contiene el nombre de Dios.
I have seen wonders happen with people who chanted the mantra.
Él ha visto maravillas ocurrir con la gente que canta los mantras.
I have seen transformations. Amazing.
Ha visto transformaciones flipantes.
I have also been invited in one hospital for mentally ill people in Belgrade, and the doctors have experimented and made very very good results with asking their patients to chant mantras in a controlled atmosphere.
Él ha estado en hospitales, como uno en Belgrado, donde habían enfermos mentales, y también han ocurrido milagros, simplemente con el canto de los mantras.
Yes. For now, I want to summarize my little lecture for you.
Por ahora, quiere resumir su pequeña charla, su charla con nosotros.
My lecture was really about the Dharma candle.
Su charla consistía en el deber de la vela.
And I was giving the Yudhishthira, who is called Dharmaraj, as an example of someone who is situated in his dharma.
Y dio un ejemplo de Yudhishthira, que es como un mentor de lo que es el deber, y como
Yudhishthira has been has totally transformed the six enemies of the mind into servants of his dharma.
Yudhishthira logró transformar a sus seis enemigos de la mente en sirvientes del deber.
And I want to request all of you in Fuerteventura to kindly enter the fire of transformation.
Y nos invita a todos los aquí presentes, a toda la gente en Fuerteventura, a entrar en el fuego de la transformación.
The fire of Dharma.
El fuego del Dharma.
We are worried for you because it is very hot in the sun.
No, it's okay.
Yes? Okay. Everyone says like this in the beginning.
It is very difficult to change the person as you are.
Yes. We have we are seeing.
So by the way, I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it is right now or before.
Yeah.
When we talk about the candle.
Yes.
And say the candle has a quality, after what you say, the scale everything, candle, you can burn from one candle, 100 candles, the candles remain the same, it is power and the brightness. Never reduce its category or reduce its quality. So person should be like that.
Yeah.
Give everything, but still he remain the same.
Yes. You know, this is a very nice,
Satram. You know, my name is Satna.
But
not to put this, I changed a little bit because in childhood my class fellow used to tease me.
Sadnam I can easily remember. Yes. Everyone changes their names. Also Karina is Sangeeta Parvati. Yes. And then we get confused. Sadnam, now it makes perfect sense. Yes. Sadnamji, Sadramji, Ram. Now, Ram is also good. Sat Ram, the eternal Ram, is also good. Yeah. Sat Ram has set a good example This candle can ignite many other flames and yet remain the same.
Satram nos comenta un ejemplo que con respecto a la vela, que la vela puede encender a 100 o 1000 velas más y sigue manteniendo lo que es la llama su mismo tamaño.
But I would like to add, the moment you ignite the Dharma in others, you will not only remain, become, you will not be reduced, you will grow in your flame. In this way, the example cannot give the exact position.
Él querría añadir que no es solo al compartir, o sea, la llama, al encender otra llama, se mantiene igual o se reduce, sino incluso aumenta su tamaño.
Yeah.
Igual ocurre con nosotros.
Those of us who are from a Hindu background or whose parents are, they can understand very easily the necessity of Dharma.
Aquellos que provienen de un entorno o si una familia hindú, pueden entender con mucha facilidad lo que es el Dharma.
And although I have been forbidden to praise others, I have to praise Karina, who is really a good Dharma candle, lightening other candles.
Aunque a él le han prohibido apreciar o halagar a otras personas, él quería pues comentar que Karina es como un Dharma candle, o sea,
una vela
que enciende otra vela.
It's good to praise a person in his or her absence, because then there is no false ego coming up in the person.
Es bueno halagar a una persona cuando no está presente para que su ego no se dispare.
But here we see two Dharma candles burning. Mm-hmm. Our your good name?
Dinesh
and Vidya. Yes, mm-hmm. Two good candles. And many of us have gotten contact with spiritual things again by Karina's temple.
Y bueno, gracias al templo de Karina ha sido un punto de encuentro para que nosotros no...
And she looks happy and she doesn't look miserable by being in her dharma. Okay, so I will end our little class here because it is becoming a little warm for many of you. Thank you so much for your kind attention.
Pues vamos a terminar puesto que se está haciendo bastante calor y quiero agradeceros de corazón a todos.
Let us close our little lecture by our traditional what we have learned.
Vamos a cerrar esta charla con lo que hemos aprendido.
Jai Sri Radhe. Prabhupada ki, Sisi Goni Tai ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.
Satchinandan Swami ki.
No, but. <Yeah. laughs>